In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Throughout the Acts of the Apostles, we see the followers of Jesus undergoing not an easy life, but one of adversity at every turn. And yet, they keep being fortified and strengthened and joyful. Humanly speaking, it makes no sense at all. But with God, all things are possible. Take, for instance, today in the Acts of the Apostles, where because of the martyrdom that's starting to take place, because of the persecutions that are starting to take place, the Christians are starting to disperse out of Jerusalem. So they're no longer within the confines of Jerusalem. Now they're ending up in Cyprus, Phoenicia, Antioch. And all of a sudden, what could have been a little sect within Jerusalem becomes a worldwide power taking place. And it could only have taken place through this seeming adversity that took place. Otherwise, who knows, it would have remained in Jerusalem. But yet, this is how our Lord acts within us in our adversity. That we are not alone in our adversities, in our misfortunes. That God is with us and not only strengthening us, but also planning things for us in ways that we're not even aware of. It's, in a sense, an exercise in spiritual growth. That the Lord is with us and he keeps loving us into life in the midst of darkness. Case in point, we have a woman who is now about to draw water from a well at high noon. Now, it's pretty obvious that there's no one else around. Usually a well was a place in a small town for like a community gathering place. A lot of the women would gather together and talk about life, possibly gossip, and all the other things that are taking place in their lives. Lo and behold, here's this woman who is going out by herself in the hottest day of the day. And why is that? Well, most likely she has been shunned by the rest of the people in Sychar, where she lived. Apparently she's been shunned. Why? Well, she has a reputation. Apparently. She's had five husbands, and now she's living with another one. And people are most likely judging her and saying, we don't want anything to do with this woman. And so she ends up going by herself. It's a very sad thing to see. Every day of her life, not every day of her life, but in recent times, this woman has gone out by herself and done what she needed to do to draw water and to take care of her household. Alone, no support, except maybe her family, but that's it. Lo and behold, Jesus arrives, and he teaches us in this that the Lord arrives in our lives at the most unexpected times. You know, we can be steeped in wrestling with passions in our life, or wrestling with grief in our life, or wrestling with any kind of thing that we are facing in our life. And our Lord shows up. Not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. And because he loves us, he also is about to say to us, as he said to the woman, give me a drink. When Jesus says, give me a drink, he's saying basically to the woman and to all of us, I need your love. I know I am loving you unconditionally every day of your life, but I need your love. You know, and it's not just something nice for us to do for the Lord. He is thirsting for our love. And so he you know, approaches the woman with this very mysterious request. Because it's so mysterious, because, well, how are you going to get the water from the well? You want something to drink. Well, and then he says, I'm about to give you something that you never even imagined. And you're going to have to brace yourself for this, because you're going to have to also change your life. Because he asked this question, where is your husband? Well, we see that the Lord sees in us that not only is our life a spiritual life, but our life is also a moral life. And so the Lord wants us also to live a life of following him, not out of legalism or being a good boy and a good girl or anything like that. It's because it's life-giving. So when we follow the Lord and in his commandments, when we battle the things that are getting in the way of our relationship with the Lord, you know, things that we're grappling with that seem to get in the way, our Lord is there to help us. Once again, we are not alone, that the Lord is with us in our weaknesses. And so because of that, the good news is we can go before the Lord and say, Lord, I am having a hard time doing this. You know, I don't have the strength, or I keep falling back into the same stuff, and my brain is going 100,000 miles an hour with all these thoughts and things. And we go before the Lord, and the Lord listens to us with compassion and love, and helps us and strengthens us in this. And he does. He does. How did he do it with the woman at the well? He did it because he met her where she was at and then took her from there with her honesty. And she also shares that honesty now with the townsfolk. So now she's not being a preacher per se, she's being a witness. And so she's saying, you know what, you know me, you know my rep. Well, you know what? Jesus here knows everything about me. How about that? And something about my meeting him is starting to change my life. And the people are listening to her going, wow, really? So who is this man? And so this woman becomes now an apostle of Jesus. You know, an hour before, she's a shunned woman, branded as a sinful woman, and now she is an apostle. How about that? That is how God operates in our lives. He transforms things that seem impossible to transform, and he changes it into something life-giving. Fast forward during the reign of the Emperor Nero, and so we honor her today, Fotina, Saint Fotina, the woman at the well. And she and her two sons, Victor and Josiah, and her five sisters traveled to Carthage to share the good news. They are arrested, brought back to Rome, and lo and behold, they are imprisoned, and they end up converting Emperor Nero's daughter, Domnina. And eventually, Fotina gives her life for the Lord. It is said that she died by being thrown into a well. So we have this example today of ultimate transformation that takes place. And the Lord is loving us into life every day of our life. And so all we need to do is be like Fotina on that hot day, summer's day, when she became receptive to the Lord. She asked him questions. She listened to the Lord and responded back. It's a relationship that Fotina teaches us to have with the Lord. It's a relationship. That's why prayer is a relationship. It's heartfelt. It's not reading words. It's from the heart. And so Fotina can teach us how to relate with the Lord in that. And so let us pray to her today, especially, that we may respond to our Lord's invitation as he shows up to us unexpectedly and shows us the way, the truth, and the life in ways that we never expected. And he's able to turn adversity then into joy and spiritual growth if we are open to his love and open to his invitation to follow him. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.